Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Thursday, September 15th. This is Andrew Thiem with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. It took a bit, but Oregon has officially regained the estimated 282,000 jobs the state lost due to the pandemic-related recession. It's actually an astonishingly quick recovery from the steepest and deepest downturn in state history. Just how quick was it? Oregon made its comeback in 30 months. It took the state 82 months to rebound following the Great Recession. State economists attribute the quick rebound to the unusual nature of this recession. It wasn't a financial calamity across the nation like the banking and housing collapse, which were two major underpinnings of the national economy. Oregon added 9,600 jobs last month. 9 out of 10 pandemic layoffs were temporary. Despite the rebound, Oregon voters are purportedly sour about the economy. A poll last month found nearly 60% of respondents were worried or very worried about their own financial situation. Inflation is likely a factor. Money continues to flow into Oregon's unique three-person race for governor. Republican Christine Drazen reported receiving another $1 million check from the Republican Governors Association. That brings the total from the National Lobbying Group to nearly $2.6 million to Drazen alone. Oregon hasn't elected a Republican to the executive branch in decades. Party leaders are optimistic, though, and they believe well-funded, unaffiliated candidate Betsy Johnson could help peel off votes that would otherwise go for Democrat Tina Kotek. Drazen has lost out on some major right-leaning fundraisers, though, thanks to Johnson's presence. Billionaire Nike co-founder Phil Knight has donated $1.75 million to Johnson so far, bringing her total to $11.1 million raised as of August 14th, the most recent date available. Drazen has raised $9.1 million since January. Kotek has reported $8.9 million, but expects to disclose more in coming days. A massive Amazon warehouse in Clackamas County is apparently indefinitely on hold. The online retailer had planned a 517,000-square-foot warehouse on 47 acres in Canby. When it announced the project last year, it promised 500 jobs with an average wage of $18 an hour. This was still during the pandemic boom times for Amazon, and it was opening facilities around the country. But buyers have become more cautious with their spending amid rising inflation, and Amazon has followed suit, pulling back dramatically on its plans. A consulting firm that tracks supply chains noted this month to Bloomberg News that Amazon had closed or halted plans to open 42 warehouses across the country. It's delaying plans on another 21 locations. Canby doesn't know where it falls. Construction hadn't started at the time Amazon paused developments. Oregon officially has another wolf pack in the Northern Cascade Mountains. The State Fish and Wildlife Office said this week there are now three known packs of wolves in the area. The latest pack is a family of two adults and two pups. They were first spotted in December on the Warm Springs Reservation, roughly 100 miles southeast of Portland. Biologists spotted the wolves via trail cameras. The newest pack meanders around Jefferson and Wasco counties. It will be named the Warm Springs Pack if it still has all four members by the end of the year. As of last year, Oregon had 175 known wolves. The wolf population in the state grew at the slowest rate in years, though, dating back to 2016. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.